One of the joys of baseball is listening to games on the radio. There's the sound of the crowd, the crack of the bat, the seventh inning stretch. It's all woven together by the announcer's excitement as they do the live play-by-play.
Madison Bumgarner trying to wrap up this World Series for the Giants. He's ready. He throws. Swing and a pop-up. Side the ball, down the line, in foul ground. He's got plenty of room, and he's got it! And the Giants have won! They have won the World Series for the third time in 5 years!
You might recognize that as the voice of Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller. And if you're a Giants fan, you know you can hear him on 680 AM. But let's move up the dial a little, to 860 AM.
Cool off a little.
860 AM, ESPN Deportes Radio. Se enorgullecen presentar el béisbol de Grandes Ligas de tus Gigantes de San Francisco.
KALW's Julie Kane spent a day in the Spanish language broadcast booth, and she brings us this story about America's favorite pasatiempo.
Para los Gigantes de San Francisco, Nori Aoki. Primer bate jugando en el izquierdo. Segundo bate, Joe Panic en la segunda. Tercer bate, Ángel Pagán en el central.
It's the final contest in a three-game set against the Anaheim Angels.
Entre los Angels de Anaheim y los Gigantes de San Francisco, aquí en la 860 AM ESPN Deportes Radio.
KTRB, San Francisco, Oakland.
It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Un domingo lindísimo. And for today's game, I've got one of the best seats in the house, on the third level, just behind home plate.
Welcome to the Spanish broadcast booth, which is situated right behind section 217.
Atrás de la sección 217.
I'm the Spanish baseball announcer for the San Francisco Giants, and my name is Erwin Higueros.
Bueno, fanáticos, buenas tardes. Y les habla Erwin Higueros en compañía de Tito Fuentes, Luis Landero. Les saludamos.
We're sitting high above the field with the windows flung open, watching the players warm up. Below us, you can hear vendors selling ice cream and churros while the fans, los fanáticos, settle in.
I have a perfect view of home plate. I have a perfect view of the whole field, and I have a great view of the bay. And they pay me for this. I mean, I must be in heaven.
Erwin's been enjoying this particular piece of heaven since he started doing Giants play-by-play in Spanish 18 years ago. He's called games for the 49ers, the Raiders, the Sharks, and for 10 years, even the Oakland A's. Erwin's originally from Guatemala. He moved to the Bay Area when he was 12 years old. Back then, he didn't know a thing about baseball.
I sat in the bleachers and I saw the game. Didn't understand it that much.
I can relate. I don't understand it that much either. But the guy sitting next to us does. He's been playing the game since he was 5 years old.
My name is Tito Fuentes, and I'm one of the broadcasters for the San Francisco Giants Spanish station.
Tito Fuentes, number 23, started playing shortstop and second base for the Giants in 1965. He was 21 at the time, one of the last players signed out of Cuba before the U.S. embargo started. After he stopped playing, he started broadcasting.
Pero vamos a hablar del juego de hoy. Los dos lanzadores derechos, sus tiempos fueron. Estoy hablando de sus tiempos, estoy hablando de 6 o 7 años atrás.
Tito does the color commentary. Erwin does the play-by-play. Both of them are wearing championship rings. Broadcasters get them when the team wins. The rings are gigantic. I know because they both let me try theirs on. It's part of my education today, along with some vocabulary words.
A home run is a jonrón, not with an H, but with a J. Strike is a strike. A ball is a bola. A walk, you know, base por bolas. Segunda base, primera base, tercera base.
And my favorite? Ponchado. Literally, it means punctured, deflated, like a flat tire. In baseball, it means to strike out. Se ponchó. Do you guys have a signature call?
I can't. But I kind of, not laugh, but I kind of sing. No, I shouldn't say sing.
Basically, it's too hard to do on demand. they tell me I'll just have to hope someone hits a home run during today's game, which is just about to start.
Nos enlazamos con Erwin y Tito.
They're up at the front of the booth. Behind them sits Luis Landero, the weekend producer and engineer. His job is to mix Tito and Erwin's voices with the sounds of the game, the crowd, the bat hitting the ball, the umpire's calls.
We have microphones in all the stadium that allowed us to catch the sounds and put it in our systems to provide to the people the real atmosphere of the stadium.
Una bola, un strike.
Luis also talks to the announcers through their headsets, feeding them stats and other information they need for their broadcast.
Y la efectividad es de 5.83, la última salida de Jerry Weaver.
Now, back to the action. Now it's the bottom of the first inning, la primera entrada. Left fielder Nori Aoki steps up to bat.
Aoki está listo. Lanza. Aoki conecta elevado al jardín derecho. Calhoun está buscando. La pelota se fue de cuadrangular al derecho.
And that, my friends, is Erwin Higueras' signature home run call. La pelota se fue del cuadrangular. The ball left the park. Home run. Erwin and Tito say it happened because I asked to hear the call. They say this on the air.
Eso fue dedicado a que decirle a nuestra invitada hoy. Ayude, que no tenía que
decir. Nori Aoki, that's home run number one. Home run number one. It came on the first pitch.
That's the official scorekeeper giving the details of the play over an internal PA system. Both Erwin and Tito take notes in their scorebooks. And then it's second baseman Joe Panic's turn at bat.
La pelota se va de cuadrangular. Y Joe Panic.
Another home run. Giants are up 2-0.
Y los Gigantes están ganando 2-0.
Now, even if you aren't a fanático, you've probably heard of Madison Bumgarner and Buster Posey. Erwin Higueras and Tito Fuentes have their own set of fans, people who've been listening to them for years.
We will say hi to them. I mean, we have a listener, Irma, and her husband is ill, and she usually sends us messages, calls me on the phone, and says that even though things are going very hard, that she looks forward to listening to the games because it kind of makes her forget about what her husband is going through.
Strike el segundo. Okay. Aoki pegó su primero.
Sometimes Irma brings them treats from a Mexican bakery in the mission. And every game, on the air, they dedicate the seventh inning to her and her husband. It's part of the relationship they have with their listeners.
Bueno, así es. Y con alegría, Doña Irma, a toda la gente de Pismo, Anio, y todos esos sitios que le encanta el juego de béisbol, le quiero decir, pásenla con Aler, usted y toda su familia, Doña Irma, porque estamos en la séptima entrada, del lado izquierdo, la página está en blanco.
Tito and Erwin talk about all kinds of things on the air.
There's always something that's going to happen on the field that will dictate what you talk about. I work with Tito Fuentes, he played the game, he has a lot of stories from the 60s, some stories are good, some are really good, but then some are really sad.
Some of those stories are about the discrimination Tito experienced as a black player. He came to the U.S. right at the peak of the civil rights era.
Because you cannot force the people into like you. But there is a law now that has to respect me. You don't have to love me or like me, but you have to respect me. Because the law is for everyone.
Baseball has also evolved over the decades. It's become a truly international game. Giants players come from all over the world, the U.S. and Japan, as well as Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic, all on the same playing field. It's the bottom of the ninth. Giants are ahead 3-0.
Tres y nada. Lanzamiento. A strike.
Two outs. Angels third baseman David Freese is at the plate.
Roletazo al short. Entra Crawford, tira primera, y ese es el tercer out del inning.
And that's it, the final out. Giants win 5-0.
Así que los Gigantes ganan el juego 5-0 y ganan esta serie barriendo a los Angels de Anaheim.
Lo barrieron. My last vocabulary lesson for the day. They swept it.
Sino ganarle los tres juegos. Lo barrieron. Y hoy lo barrieron en una forma realmente tremenda.
For Cross Currents, I'm Julia Kane in San Francisco.
Ayer lo ganamos porque fueron los que vinieron a batear la tanda baja, que fue séptimo y octavo. Ya tú sabes que fue Crawford uno de los...